This message is brought to you by Quality Magazine's 2010 Plant and Professional of the Year Awards. Applications are now being accepted with a deadline of November 2nd, 2009. Visit qualitymag.com for an application.
Hello and welcome to QCast. I'm Maggie McFadden with Quality Magazine. I spoke with Dave Huther, chief economist at the National Association of Manufacturers. The association released its Labor Day report, which pointed to some continuing job losses through 2010, but growth beyond that. Dave discusses the report, the manufacturing sectors that have been hit the hardest by this recession, and his thoughts on growing from all of this.
Well, first of all, the current recession has been both the deepest and the longest economic downturn since the Great Depression. Declines in consumer spending and business investment, housing, and exports have all set records in the post-World War II era, and these declines have hit the manufacturing sector especially hard. However, the economy is starting to stabilize in the areas of housing and business investment and export. But at the same time, while there's been some favorable reaction to the Cash for Clunkers program, the overall state of the American consumer is still rather fragile, with confidence and income growth remaining fairly low. So right now, the outlook for the economy is to start a slow recovery over the next couple of quarters, followed by, I think, a stronger, broad-paced upturn starting to take hold in the middle of next year. Still, the report calls for continued job losses in manufacturing and the overall labor force as well, although at more moderate paces than we've experienced in the last half year or so, probably to continue through the first half of next year.
The report pointed to, like you said, some job losses through 2010, and it also said that the next few years beyond that would likely have some growth. Can you explain a little further about the outlook?
Sure. Well, the two most recent recessions, which were fairly short and shallow by historic standards, were followed initially by relatively mild upturns. On the contrary, the current recession is expected to be followed by simultaneous upturns in both exports and business investment and housing and eventually consumer spending. And together, these will generate, I think, a larger upswing in employment when a broad-based expansion starts to take hold next year. Right now, the report calls for overall employment to expected to recover to its pre-recession 2000 peak by about 2012. And for the manufacturing sector, taking into consideration expected growth rates and productivity, industrial employment is expected to increase by roughly 900,000 between 2010 and 2014. That's to a level of around 12.7 million. And this makes up for about 43% of the manufacturing losses that will probably total over 2 million jobs when all is said and done in this current downturn.
Dave, what manufacturing sectors have been hit the hardest?
Well, the downturns in consumer durable purchases and housing have had a significant impact really on five manufacturing industries, them being motor vehicles, wood products, furniture, textile products, and primary metals. Production declines in these industries have averaged around 33% over the past 19 months. And while these industries collectively accounted for about 20% of manufacturing employment at the beginning of this recession, they have accounted for almost 40% of the manufacturing job losses to date. So those sectors have really been hit especially hard.
Those manufacturing sectors that have been hit the hardest, what's expected for them?
Well, I think initially we'll start to see, I think, an upturn initially probably in wood products, because a lot of output of the wood product sectors goes into housing. If you think of what a wood product is, like a truss. So when we start to see an upturn in the housing sector, which looks like it could be starting sometime in the second half of this year, we'll start to see an upturn in production there. That'll probably be as well for textile products as well. Motor vehicles is going to be a little bit tricky. There's been a surge recently, but that's probably going to be paid back a little bit in subsequent quarters. So I think an upturn there is going to be a little further off.
What are the biggest challenges that manufacturing companies are facing right now?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of challenges, but amid this recession, you know, in D.C., policymakers are considering, you know, rather costly proposals in the areas of healthcare, energy, as well as taxes. The trade agenda looks like it's appeared to be stalled right now, and, you know, together these threaten the long-term competitiveness of manufacturers. And you think of other industries or other companies you see that you may be competing with, a company across the street or maybe a company in another state. Well, manufacturers across the board are competing with companies around the world. So while there's no doubt that the economy is going to emerge in this recession, the pace of the next expansion expansion and the long-term competitiveness of U.S. manufacturers will be affected by the outcomes of the policy debates now taking place in D.C. So, you know, in other words, the future is not set in stone.
Are there any other findings, Dave, from the Labor Day report that are of interest to our manufacturing readers?
Well, I think that one interesting finding from the report is that unlike the upturns of the two prior recessions or after the two prior recessions, the next few years are not expected to be, you know, a repeat of another jobless recovery in manufacturing. While it's important to keep in mind that I think a turnaround in manufacturing employment is still maybe 8 months away or so, we're going to see, I think, a stronger upturn in manufacturing employment than we did following both the 1990 recession and the 2000-2001 recession. Also, keep in mind that you know, unlike the expansion in the mid-70s, where more than the job, the 100% of the jobs that were lost during the recession of 74 and 75 were made up for, we're not expecting to see that much of an increase. But you know, the fact that 40% or so of the jobs are expected to that have been lost during the current recession are expected to come back in the next few years is a positive sign.
That concludes our QCast interview. I'm Maggie McFadden with Quality Magazine. For more information on the National Association of Manufacturers Labor Day Report, visit www.nam.org/Labor Day Report 09. For more quality podcasts, visit qualitymag.com or find us on Twitter at Quality Magazine.
This message is brought to you by Quality Magazine's Plant and Professional of the Year Awards. Applications are now being accepted with a deadline of November 2nd, 2009. The awards are open to manufacturing plants and quality professionals in North America. Visit qualitymag.com and click on 2010 Plant and Professional of the Year Awards for an application and more information.